The I-Team continuing our coverage tonight on a sadistic online network targeting children. We've told you about the group 764. Members manipulate unsuspecting kids online, blackmail, and extort them into producing sexually explicit images or harming themselves or others. 764 operates not only in the United States, but all over the world, using threats, blackmail, and perverse manipulation to groom children for violence and pain, according to the FBI, forcing them to perform depraved acts of violence against themselves and others. The more debased and violent the image or video a member is able to coerce a child to produce, the higher their standing in the 764.
We've got to change the law. Unfortunately, technology has to be moving forward, and as it moves forward, it's more challenges for criminal prosecution. Now they're using all sorts of means of coercing these young people into doing horrible things, harming themselves and others and animals, and in some cases, taking their own lives.
At least 28 people have been charged by the Justice Department in recent years with suspected ties to 764 or affiliated networks. Many have pleaded not guilty and are awaiting trial. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children tells the I-Team it's on track to receive nearly 2,000 reports of abuse tied to these networks this year, much of it starting on popular online platforms.
The imagery, the videos, the chats that we are seeing and reading are the most graphic that I have ever seen in my 20-year history.